Well, hello. I obviously think I'm James Bond. I mean, what guy doesn't? That's the reason I'm playing You Only Live Twice, of course, but it's not really. This is Ray Davies and his button-down brass. Of course, I forgot to mention that this is also the Reckless Eric Radio Show, but yes, it is the Reckless Eric Radio Show. Sleeve notes here, and I have never read such twaddle. I could have written this myself. Ahem. Next time you're recovering from a broken leg or something, or stuck on the A30 just outside Exeter, you could do worse to while away the time than work out how many pop records have owed their success not to the star name on the label, but to some anonymous instrumentalist blowing, telling phrases in the background. I like the backing, used to be the stop, get out for jukebox jury panellists, remember? Well, it's a pound to a pinch of granny's snuff, it says here, that if, on a British-made record, the bit that caught the public's ear came from a trumpet, that if... Then the man who played it was Ray Davies. And Ray would probably have been quite content to remain in this obscurity. After all, if you are one of the top session men in London, it means that you are recognised as having reached the peak of your profession. You can sight-read fly specks at 50 yards, and you're never out of work. But it so happened that somebody, just who is not clear since record producers are a coy, modest lot, noticed how adept Ray Davies was with various types of trumpet mute, in particular the bucket mute made of suitcase fibre and fitting on the bell of the trumpet rather like a chic nose bag. But never mind what it looks like, it's the sound that matters, and the sound is warm, soft, hesitant, the voice of a man reading poetry aloud under the bedclothes. For reasons understood fully only by the gods, it is known as funky. Oh, I hate that word. Why is everything suddenly funky? People who wouldn't know funk if it kicked them up the arse used the word funky to describe anything from a restaurant to a vase of flowers. It's a word made popular by those property programs. I love the property programs, actually, but the word funky, dear God. Anyway, blimey, this is really out of a property program. So, that sentence again. Who wrote this crap? I'll take another run at it. For reasons understood fully only by the gods, it is known as funky trumpet, and what it does is to popular tunes is to give them a whole new feeling of quiet luxury, as if they've been expensively carpeted. It also makes some of them seem somewhat better than they are, which is nice for their composers. Must get this guy in, actually, to help us out. Add to this, as a contrast, a punchy rhythm section, a deft touch of electronic organ, some powerful modern guitar, and a male and female chorus, not necessarily all on each track, of course, and you have something rather special in the way of popular music. Present the whole thing with the exception of a couple of items only in the startling immediacy of living presence stereo, and you move it out of the musical wallpaper category altogether. This is writing wallpaper, I think. I'm fascinated. I can't imagine that someone actually read this after they'd written it. The tunes come from all over. If my own favourite happens to be Something's Coming, it is because I have always thought that this was the gem from Leonard Bernstein's brilliant score for West Side Story. But I'm almost equally glad to see The Fool on the Hill, the enchanting Paul McCartney number that has somehow been overlooked among the welter of good stuff originally created by the Beatles. And traditional material comes up just as well. Listen to the remarkable transformation of The March of the Little Brown Jugs and Green Grow the Rushes. I remember Green Grow the Rushes. We had to sing that when I was at a primary school, and it was really depressing. Recent hits of contrasting styles are included, MacArthur Park, By the Time I Get to Phoenix, and The Last Waltz are free of them. But who wants a catalogue? I don't. I wish you'd shut up. Indeed, who really needs one of those diagrams to show how it was all done? Well, this is what they've got on the other side, because this is actually the Living Presence stereo demonstration record and the best of the button-down brass, and it does have the simplified diagram, a part of the complex multi-track stereo recording system used for creating Living Presence stereo. It also says that a wide range of Neumann, AKG and Beyer microphones are used on these recordings, together with a fully solid-state modular mixing desk weighing 469 tons and costing a total of £60,000. It doesn't actually say that, I just put that in. And it's got all this stuff in it about covering the entire frequency spectrum and audio spectrum, multiple reverberation, delay and foldback outputs, panoramic location, limiting compression and facilities in all channels, which is absolutely marvellous. You know, I wouldn't buy a record that didn't have all those features, really. The important thing is the music, and all you need for that is a record player and two good ears. See your dealer about the one, and if you're in trouble with the other, get yourself a pair of funky ear trumpets. Ear trumpets here is one word. It looks like it's going to be earth trumpets or earth rumpets, and someone's left out the H. Anyway, all the more funky for that. The music on this album has been compiled from previous Ray Davies LPs. See your dealer about these too. I don't think I will. This is Wilson Pickett.
Hey Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song. Make it better. Hey Jude,
good as Otis Redding, and if Otis Redding hadn't died, Wilson Pickett might have been a bit more noticed and a bit more revered than he is. I remember when he did that on Top of the Pops, and he was wearing an elephant cord double-breasted jacket that kind of moved. Well, he moved inside it, and it seemed to stay still. It's an image that stayed in my mind for some reason. I was threatening to play some progressive music. I don't know if this is progressive. Maybe this is the kind of music that got swept away by punk. So I'm going to unsweep it away. This is Free with Mr. Big.
Thank you.
There you go, that's what we used to do before the punk wars of 1842. When I first saw Free play live in 1970, I wanted to be the bass player. He was one of the long list of people that I wanted to be. He had a red curly lead coming out of his bass, and it went between his legs and up to an amplifier perched on top of a Marshall stack that was taller than he was. Well, I went home, I stacked up the radios. I used to plug my guitar into the Graham socket of an old valve radio. And I'd stack the radios up and link them all together to try and make it louder, and I never could make them taller than me or very loud. All I seemed to achieve was near fatal electric shocks, until the man next door said, "You really ought to have a proper hobby," because he thought that playing music was a bit gay, though the word gay hadn't been invented then, but it was definitely suspect. So he took me fishing. And that was really boring. It was the most immensely boring thing I've ever done, I think. Stood on the end of New Haven Breakwater in freezing cold weather, and the only exciting thing was when a vicious gannet got tangled up in someone's line. Then we went home and I carried on stacking up the radios. Don't know why I'm telling you all this, really.
Stroke your silken ears, lay them in my lap. Every day for 15 years, you've been doing that. But now the time is near, when we'll be parted near. Once her coat was glossy brown, and she shone in the sun. always up and never down. How she loved to run, but now the time has come to choose another one. The fat old hound is so fur-bound. I'll never forget your face or your soulful eyes staring deeply into mine, oh so very wise. How my savage tears soaked your silken ears.
That's Robert Coyne there from his forthcoming album. Apparently it will be out on January the 14th. And if it's all right that, it's going to be absolutely fantastic. So, I was going to play a Tripwires track from their new record, but they still haven't sent it. So I'm going to play one by the drummer instead. This is Mark Pickerel and the Praying Hands. I always want to say Wandering Hands, but of course that wouldn't be right, would it? Mark Pickerel and the Praying Hands, and the title of this track escapes me, but here it comes.
I know the nights where you think you belong, and that you keep searching on. Well, I'll be lost on the crooked one, never came back to talk. Someone said they saw you walking streets with lonely names, and that you still looked good, you just didn't look the same. Well, if the night leaves you all alone, back, but you are the fear. said you were doing fine. Hoped that I was too. When the night leaves you all alone, yeah, you know you can't come home. Yeah, I'll be here when the moon gives up to the sun. Yeah, if the night tries to leave you for dead, you just remember what I've said.
Going to play some progressive music, and I dare say I'll get round to it, but in the meantime there's a very good reason why this record is worn out. Dozy, Beaky, Mick and Titch. Quality music from a bygone era. There'll be more junk in a couple of weeks. In the meantime, you can leave complaints, requests and other dubious comments on the thingamajig, I don't know, www, and work it out yourself. Thank you, good night.